Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dellaa, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to log in with Facebook and get user profile information with Xamarin Forms applications. This scenario is useful whenever we are building an application that uses authentication or that wants to use Facebook features like getting the list of friends of a certain Facebook user. So to give you an overview of what we'll be building in this video. Here I have the application using the Facebook login in Xamarin Forms. Here it's running on Windows, Android, and iOS. So here I have the login button with Facebook. So if I click that login button here in the Android and on the iOS and also on the Windows application, I will be redirected to the Facebook login web page here in order to enter my credentials. So let's try here. Now after entering my credentials, I can click login on the all three platforms, and this way I will be redirected to this page where I'm getting the user information. Here it's displaying the name, the ID, if that account is verified, and I also can get information about the user profile image and also the user cover image. So how can we implement this functionality? For that, we need to go through some steps. So here we need to understand how Facebook API works. How can we authenticate using this API? So we'll be going through three different steps. These steps are creating Facebook app. Then we'll learn how to log in order to get an access token. This access token will help us to go to the third step, which is getting the user profile information. So let's start by understanding the Facebook API. So the first thing to do here is to get or to create a Facebook app. So that we'll be able to access the Facebook API. For that, I'll go here. Where I have this link, developers.facebook.com/apps. And from here, I need to go and create a new app. I have already done that. For that, I have all these apps. And now I'll go and choose one of these apps. Let's choose this one, for example, Porsche. And here we need to do two things. The first one is to get this app ID that we'll be using later to access the Facebook API. Then we'll need to go to the products. And from the list of products, you will need to add the Facebook login product by clicking get started. And by doing that, here we are asked to provide a valid OAuth redirect URLs. We'll do that later, so let's keep it empty for now. Then we'll go to this link for the documentation about how to use Facebook login feature. Here we have some couple of options. Either we can use a Facebook SDK. Those SDK are available for Android, iOS, and web platforms. But here we'll go through the manual process or the manual flow. The manual flow relies on HTTP requests. For that, here it explains that there is a request. When performed, it will display this pop-up where we are asked to provide the login and password. This URL is this one. So here you see it's asking for client ID and redirect URL. So let's try that in a private window. So I'll go and close this one and start a new private window. Let's paste that URL. So let's copy it. Then let's paste it here. And here we need to replace these parameters, the app ID and redirect URL. So for the app ID, I'll take the one from my Facebook app here, this one. So I only click to copy, then paste that client ID here. Then we need to provide a redirect URI, and from the documentation I get a sample of redirect URI. So we'll use this one. So whenever the user logs in successfully, he will be redirected to this web page. So let's copy this one here and let's use it here where we said it, we'll keep it empty. Now let's use this redirect URI. Now we need to save these changes and again use that redirect URI in our API request here. Now if I execute this one, I will get a pop-up where I will be asked for my username and password, but I need in addition to that I need to get access to my profile information. For that I need to add some other parameters. Here the parameter is I will add is response type, and response type here it means I'm asking for the token or the access token. This access token is the one that will give me access to my user profile information. So let's use that one. Let's add it as another parameter. Let's add it here. Response type. Here we can specify one of these options. I'll specify token because I want to get an access token. So now my URL you see here is containing the client ID, the response type, and redirect URI. I'll go and execute this one. And here I get the Facebook pop-up here where I will enter my username and password. Now when I click login, if you focus on this URI, you will see that there will be a token or an access token will be displayed in this URI. So if I click login, then folks here you will see somewhere access token. Oops, not yet. Let's click OK. Here it is, the access token. It displays fast, then it disappears. Now we want to get that access token to access the user profile information. I have already grabbed one. So now I'll go back here. And here I go and use that access token to get user information. So here I'm composing a new URI. So it's graph.facebook.com, because in order to access information about Facebook users, we need to use the Graph API. And with the Graph API, we need to tell some parameters. Those one are the access token. So here it is the access token I'm using. So here in this URI, we are telling that we want information about me. Me as specified as the access token, because each user have an access token specific to him. So if I execute this URI, I will get this information telling here that the name of this user is Hosandali and his ID. Now with Facebook, with Graph API, we can get more information, more than this. We can get information about the email, his cover photo, his profile photo, and some other information related to that user. Of course, this information should be specified as visible to everyone by that user. If he hides any information, it will not be displayed in the Graph API. So if we want to get those extra information, we can go and compose a new URI by specifying the fields attribute here. With the fields attribute, we are specifying, we are telling Facebook Graph API that we want to get the name, and in addition to that we want to get the picture, the cover, the age range, devices, email, first name, last name, gender, is verified, and so on. If I execute that one, then we get this JSON file that contains my name information about the picture. Here it's a link to that picture, a link to my cover photo. Then some other information about the age range, the list of devices I'm using or I connect from, and then telling me that if my account is verified or not, my gender and my ID. So this is basically how Facebook API works, and that's resume it here. So here, let's resume these steps. So we need to get the to create an app. From that app, we need to add the Facebook login product. Then we need to use these URIs and specify for each one the different parameters. Now let's apply what we have learned here in Xamarin.Forms application. So if I come back here to Visual Studio, right here. So here I have created an application that will go through these different steps. So the first thing we are doing here is getting or is creating the request, and here we are using that same request as the first time here, as specified here. So it's auth and then specifying the client ID and redirect URI, and that's what I am doing here, the same request, specifying the client ID and then specifying the redirect URI and asking for the response type to be to have a token. Here of course I have added the client ID as an attribute here. Then we need to execute this API call inside a web view, because when executing this one, it will pop up that window where we are asked to enter our login and password information. When we give our login and password, that web view will be or will try to call the Facebook API, and from that call it will go to the Facebook API, then come back with the result that contains the API token we asked it for. So when we get back that response, we'll try to access the URL, because the URL contains the information about the access token. So we'll try to extract that access token, and here the extraction is really simple. We are just accessing that URL and trying to extract the access token by removing all the other unnecessary attributes. After doing that, we'll use that access token to get Facebook profile information, and the way that works, it gets that access token, then it will compose our second API call, which is specified here. So it's here we are specifying those attributes, the fields and the access token, the same as we have done here. We are specifying those fields, the name, the picture and the cover, and then we'll pass the access token in order to get authenticated by Facebook API, so that Facebook API will provide us with this information. So let's try to execute this application in order to understand it, how it works. So let's execute it, local machine. So here it is, the application. Now I'm asked to provide my login. So let's put that. And then my password. Let's connect. And now it hits this breakpoint where after that request from that web page hits the Facebook API and then gets back a URL. That URL, if we take a look at it, here you can see the content of that URL. Here you can see that it contains an access token. You can see that better if we visualize it as a text file. You can see here, this is the access token, which is all this string here. So after executing the extract access token, now we get the specifically the access token, which is right here. Then we'll try to use that access token to execute another request to get information about the Facebook user. So if I'll go at 5, then here it composes the new request URL which contains the access token and the requested fields here. Then gets back the response, which is a JSON file. So here you see after executing the response, yeah, of course I'm using the HTTP client library, and now I'm getting the JSON. If we take a look at that JSON, you see here I'm getting information about the name, the picture, a link to that picture. Then we get information about the link of that the cover, the age range, the list of devices I'm using, a gender is verified, and my ID. So those information, later of course you can extract information from this JSON file to display it in your application. So I hope now that this flow is clear for you. So let's resume again. We need to create a Facebook app to get the app ID. Then we need to go and execute these different URIs in order to get a token. That token will be used to get information about the user profile, of course, with the fields that we have specified here. Cool. So now, what if I want to build or to use this code in my application? Of course, you can go and use this sample code, which is available here. And of course, you have another option of using NuGet packages. So if, let's say you have a new application like I have here. So here I have created a new Xamarin Forms application by going to File, New Project, then choosing Visual C Sharp and then cross-platform and blank XAML app. And from here you can add the NuGet package that will add all the files necessary to build this an application that uses Facebook to authenticate and get user information. So I'll go and do that by right-click on my portable project, hit Manage NuGet Packages, then look for a package inside Browse, look for a package, call it plugin.facebook. This plugin, we'll go and install this, and here it will add some files to my project, and also it will add some other NuGet packages like the json.net and HTTP client libraries. Those are responsible for creating HTTP requests and parsing the JSON and converting it to .NET objects. So let's accept that one. Right from here, it's added some folders with files to my project. And those are all the files I need to use Facebook login and getting user information. So if you take a look at this one, the code looks almost like the same as we were seeing. So here I have in the models, I have the Facebook profile, which have the information like the requested one as the name, the picture, the cover, age range, list of devices, and so on. Then we have the service. And the services here, we have a service for getting Facebook profile. That one uses the access token. And then it is using this URI as we already used it. Then it will compose an HTTP request, send it to Facebook API, then it will get back the JSON response and parse that response to our Facebook profile model. Now the question is from where we can get that access token, and because we can get that access token from a web page, from the URL of after executing the web page, here we have the Facebook profile CS page, and from here inside this the constructor, I have a web view. Inside that web view, I'm specifying the API request as the first one we have composed. That API request, of course, contains the client ID, the response type specified to token, and the redirect URI. And here I'm specifying my client ID. After executing that one, we'll get the access token, we'll extract that access token and pass its value to the Facebook services through the Facebook view model. After doing that, now we'll get the Facebook user information inside a Facebook profile model. Then we can display it inside our view here. That's why I'm composing a stack layout that contains all the information, like the name, the ID, is verified, and list of devices with an image for displaying the user profile image and cover. Just executing this application is almost the same as executing this application that I showed you at the start of this video. So it will display all these informations after getting the access token. I hope now you did enjoy this video and you learned how to use Facebook API to get authenticated, then get information about the user. Of course, there is some other functionalities with the Facebook API, like getting the list of friends or posting messages or sending messages to other friends. And here we covered the basics, which are getting the token and getting the user profile information, which are useful for building authentication in your application. So with this, I should say thank you.